4 p.m. on December 12, 2018. This is the time set for the appeal of Rebecca Dorn, case number 1180264. I'm Hella Rohde. I'm the hearings officer in this case, and I'm assuming you're Ms. Dorn. Would you like to come forward to the microphone, please? And you are?
I'm Officer 132, Kenna Hay.
Okay.
I'm the issuing officer.
Mr. Hay, go ahead and sit in the other seat there. Okay. So these hearings are recorded, and the recording is available or will be available on our website in a couple of days. If you would like to not have it be on the website, then you can let me know, and we will provide it to you some other way should you ever need it.
Okay.
Which would you prefer, to have it on the website where you can access it just with the case number, or to have it not on the website?
If I can just access it by case number, that's fine with me.
Okay, so you're just going to have it be available on the website?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great. We'll do that then. If you do want to access it, you'll need your case number, 1180264.
Okay.
And you go to our website and you go to listen to a hearing.
Okay.
Sort of self-explanatory,
yeah,
right?
Follow the steps.
And
there.
Then you put in the case number. All right. Well, thank you for coming this afternoon. So would you please state your full name for the record and spell it?
Rebecca Dorn, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, last name Dorn, D-O-R-N.
Okay. And did you get the information that we mailed to you?
I did.
So that's the correct mailing address
correct.
For you?
Yes.
Okay, great. And did you get the Statement of Rights, Exhibit 7, that came with the Notice of Hearing?
Yes.
Did you have a chance to look that over?
I did.
Do you have any questions about it?
No.
Okay. If you do, this is your chance to ask them. So
I think I'm okay. Thank you, though.
All right, you're okay. Good.
It seemed pretty straightforward.
Yeah. And all right, we also have Exhibits 1 through 14. Do you have any objection to any of those exhibits?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I'm sorry, what was your last name again?
Last name is Hay, H-A-Y.
Hay, okay, yes. Mr. Hay. Would you spell your full name for the record, please?
First name is Penna, spelled P-H-E-N-A. Last name is Hay, H-A-Y. I'm Officer M-132.
Okay, and so I'm going to ask you also, since you're here, which isn't unusual and nice, do you have any objection to Exhibits 1 through 14?
No.
Okay, so no objections from either side to the exhibits, right?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, great. Well, I'll admit Exhibits 1 through 14 then. All right. So this is an administrative hearing, and it's a little bit less formal than a court hearing, but we do kind of follow the same procedures of one person goes first and the other person gets to cross-examine and that type of thing. You also have the opportunity, if you choose to give a little opening statement. Is that something you'd like to do?
I can, just to explain my situation, or are there specific questions?
Well, if you're going to testify, then that waits until you actually testify.
Okay,
but if you want to just give an overall picture of it and explain it, you can do that in an opening statement. It's up to you.
I can wait until...
Okay. All right. How about you, Mr. Hay?
I'm going to wait until I testify as well.
All right.
Making you.
You didn't prepare
good.
Anything.
So I am a neutral decision maker. I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for Parking Enforcement or for the Police Bureau. I work for the Auditor's Office, and we are tasked with reviewing decisions made by other bureaus to make sure they conform with the Portland City Code. And I don't have the option of finding in your favor if I find that your conduct did not follow the code and that the officer correctly had the car towed,
okay,
based on what he knew at the time.
Okay.
And I have to warn you that the parking laws are somewhat Byzantine, and they're a lot more complex than you might think, and they're not always intuitive. So, so my job is to figure out if the officer applied the correct law when he had the car towed.
Okay.
And I will probably take the case under advisement and decide it and issue an order in about 14 days.
Okay.
And then you should get that in the mail. If it goes in your favor, then There'll be a process to get the money refunded. If it goes against you, then that process won't be relevant. Okay. So when the other party is testifying, please be respectful and let that person talk. Doesn't seem like that will be a problem. And you will have the opportunity to ask the other side questions. All right. So, Ms. Dorn, would you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're going to give today will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. And, Mr. Hay, why don't we go ahead and swear you in at the same time? Mr. Hay, do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're going to give today will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. All right. Okay. So, as I understand the case briefly, this is a case where you parked, went away for Thanksgiving, and got caught up in the leaf sweep tow scenario.
Correct.
Right. And you came back on the Monday after Thanksgiving and were towed that morning.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And in the materials that you got when you arrived, there was a bunch of information about leaf sweeps and what happens and how it works and all that kind of thing, right?
Correct.
Okay. And have you lived in Northwest Portland for a while, or is that recent?
I moved last, the beginning of last February, so I was not here for fall last year.
I see. Yeah, okay.
This is my first encounter with the street sweeping.
Okay. Well, you'll consider it, no matter what, a lesson learned,
yeah.
And you'll pass on that information to everybody
true.
You know, right?
I will.
Okay. Give them full warning. Right after Thanksgiving, be careful. All right. So, also, there's one other thing I wanted to make you aware of. There is an ordinance, 16.20.170, which requires that you check on your car every 24 hours and move it to a different block face.
Okay.
Okay, so parking on the street for longer than 24 hours in one place is essentially not allowed. And that can be a difficulty for people, especially when parking is so tight in Portland.
Yeah.
But that is nevertheless the rule.
Okay.
And so that probably would have saved you here if you or someone you know was checking on your car while you were gone. Mm-hmm. And sometimes airport parking is cheaper than on street parking.
Yeah.
So in the long run, right? Okay, so, and that the part of that rule is to prevent people from storing their vehicles on the street.
Okay.
If you have a private driveway, of course, you can store your vehicle there.
Right.
But a lot of people don't in that area. All right, so go ahead, please, and present your testimony.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the story. We went away for Thanksgiving. We were told by our landlords when we moved in that there was like unpaid parking that was a couple streets away. So that's normally where we park our car if we need to have a place to park that vehicle, because we don't have off-street parking for that car. So we went away for Thanksgiving to visit family, and when we came back, the car was towed already.
Uh-huh.
By the time we were able to go get it, it was after hours. So in total with the ticket, it just ended up being $358, which was a lot of money for, I felt like, for the situation
mm-hmm.
at hand.
Yeah.
I did check for signs. I guess I didn't realize the posting times. I did check for signs because I've seen them up for construction or other things in the past saying, you know, don't park here on these dates, but I didn't see any there, and
right.
So I thought I was safe to park for the holiday.
Yeah, right. And they start the leaf sweeps on the Monday after the holiday.
Okay.
So
is that every year? They start it on that Monday?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
But it's pretty common that it's
around the end of November, early December time frame. I don't know how long it lasts. I don't live in an area where they sweep,
okay.
So I don't know. But the parking enforcement officer might be able to answer those questions.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Let's see. Let me just verify here that this is a was this a metered area or a non-metered area?
It's a non-metered area.
Okay. And according to your hearing request, it was on Savior between 25th and 27th?
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
And it was Monday the 26th. And you had been parked there for about 6 days?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it. This is my first year in Portland, so I didn't know anything about the street sweeps, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I was trying to do the right thing and just was surprised when I came back, and that was the result, unfortunately.
That is unfortunate. Okay. So, Mr. Hay, would you like to cross-examine Ms. Dorn?
No.
Okay. Then go ahead and present your testimony.
I would like to explain that the sweep had been occurring for at least for the last 25 years, and as a courtesy, PBOT, the Portland Bureau of Transportation, do send out a notice to all mailing addresses in the sweep area. I believe it's one of the exhibits is the. Was that in your package as well?
It was in my package.
Okay, okay.
I'm not sure if it's mailed to me.
Okay, well, I was told by PBOT they get sent to every mailing address in the sweep area around beginning of October. And also, roughly a week before the sweep start, we do contact the media as well, about 133 recipients in the media. We're notified of upcoming sweep. I do remember because the day when the vehicle was towed was our first official day sweep, doing the sweep. Mm-hmm. There were news media on site as well. And with the 24-hour rule, we do ask people who park their vehicle on the street to make sure they check on their car once a day, because anyone could come and ask to have a space reserved, and there's only a 24-hour requirement before any reserved space become in effect. In this situation, the temporary no parking sign was verified on November 28 at 11:18 a.m., and it was also re-verified on November 25th. At 7 a.m.
Wait, November 28th, I thought I saw a
difference. I'm sorry, it's November 23rd, 2018.
Right.
I'm sorry, it was November 23rd at 11:18, and then it was re-verified on November 25th at 7 a.m. to make sure no sign was moved or taken down.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll also like to mention that the note that was sent to the resident are considered courtesy notice. It's not required by Title 16 to notify via mail. Mm-hmm. This is something that the Bureau have been doing for the last 25 a year as a courtesy.
Okay.
And I don't have any additional information, but
okay.
I have any questions.
And what was the underlying basis of the tow?
The underlying basis, are you referring to the type of violation? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The violation that the vehicle was cited and towed for was temporary no parking tow. And how that procedure work is any citizen or any company or any bureau may apply for a permit to reserve space, in this case to do street sweeping.
Uh-huh.
And for enforcement for us to come to tow or cite a vehicle, we require them to have us come out and verify that they put up the sign correctly at least 24 hours in advance before the start of their temporary no parking barricade sign.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, we came and verified on the 23rd and also on the 25th.
So the 25th was the Sunday before the
Sunday,
Monday?
The Sunday, yes. Okay. Usually if it's over the weekend, we like to verify over the weekend, make sure nothing get bumped or move.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
And then I guess the technicality on November 26th at 8:02, I saw the vehicle park there. I took a photo of the vehicle in relation to the no parking sign, the temporary no parking sign, and tow it accordingly.
Okay, and the reason you towed then was to was for what?
The tow is so that the sweeper will come by afterward to sweep and clean the street. There's two vehicles. First, I believe there's a vehicle that hose down the street. Then the actual sweeper will come afterward and sweep up the leaf and do the pickup.
Okay. Okay. Any cross-examination?
No, I don't think so. It doesn't qualify for a courtesy tow just because the signs were up then, correct?
When the sign's up, according to what after we verified, it is towable on request of those who apply for the permit. In this case, it's the meeting bureau that did the leaf sweeping.
And it was what?
I believe it's the maintenance bureau that did the leaf sweeping.
Ah.
And they're the one that requested the service request. Yeah.
So the service request was requested.
Yes, we do have a service request number for the sweep tow for that particular day. It was our service request 1947.
And that was by the maintenance department?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, any further questions or any further testimony?
Oh, no.
Any closing remarks?
Oh, no.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in. I think I have the information that I need, and I will issue a decision, like I said, within 14 days.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.